Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We're starting a new series today called Identity Theft. Kim and I, we have been the victims of identity theft. And it's been an interesting thing for the last few months. Somebody's been filing income tax returns with our Social Security numbers for the last 3 years. I don't know how you can explain it, but you know, there's actually been some favor from God in it, you know, because God's good. I owed the IRS some money, and the guy that filed my taxes, filed taxes in his name and his Social Security number. They took his tax return, his fake tax return, and paid off my debt with it. I said, "Ain't that just like my daddy?" God is so good. Talk about the prophetic word of the wealth of the wicked laid up for the righteous. I'm going to steal the pastor's Social Security number. Go ahead. Take it. I might not have LifeLock here on earth, but I got LifeLock in heaven, buddy. Praise the Lord. Well, today is my Kim and I's three-year anniversary as your senior pastors. We started, amen. We started 3 years ago on the first Sunday in February, and it's been an interesting journey. I want to thank all of you that have been here for the whole 3 years. It means a lot to us that you've believed in us, believed in the vision for the house, believed in the ministry and our heart for what we're doing here through children, youth, and in church ministry. Awesome thing to see what God's done the last 3 years. And for those of you that have just come alongside over the course of the 3 years, we want to thank you too for being here and hearing the call of God to be a part of our fellowship and really help our church become a community church where we can really impact our community. So anyway, it's been an honor and a privilege being your pastor. I'm looking forward to next year to see what God's going to do. I know it's going to be better than it was before, bigger than it was before, and really can't wait to see what he's going to do. How many of y'all are excited to see what God's going to do next year? Praise the Lord. God is good. He does amazing things at Truth Church. Woo, Jesus. So for the next week, few weeks, we're going to be talking about identity theft and why our identity in him is the most valuable weapon in our arsenal. How many know you got to have weapons in your arsenal? Well, we got weapons, don't we? How many know that you got the weapon of his name? Come on, somebody. The name of Jesus. I like that weapon. Come on. That's a power. How many know that's a powerful weapon? How many know when you say that name, things move? The spiritual realm turns. Things begin to manifest. Things begin to come up on the scene like never before. You say, wow, I never knew that. Listen, let's do this. I'm going to count to three. I want you to yell your name as loud as you can. You ready? One, two, three. Yell your name. Hear what that sounded like? A mess. That's how we are without Jesus. A big mess. Now on three, I want you to say Jesus. You ready? One, two, three.
Jesus!
Woo! Devils are running. There's power in that name. I mean, that's a good weapon. How many know that the weapon of praise is a powerful weapon? Come on, amen. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how down you are, what kind of loss you're suffering, what kind of grief you got to deal with. If you can position yourself to a place of praise, you can praise your way right through it. I'm talking about sorrow for joy. How about the weapon of worship? The weapon of prayer? The weapon of agreement? Powerful weapons God has given us. Good weapons. Oh, Jesus, thank you. How many know faith is the fuel for every one of those weapons? But the weapon I want to talk to you about over the course of the next few weeks is the weapon of your identity. Actually knowing who you are. Go ahead and touch the person next to you and say, excuse me, do you have any ID? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the ability to preach and teach this morning. Lord, I thank you, God, for the anointing in this house. Lord, I thank you for the heart of the believer. Lord, that we have a heart to receive, ears to hear, God. Lord, I thank you for revealing truth, God. Lord, that floods our spirit man today, God. And Lord, God, that we take revelation to the soulless realm of who we are. Lord, that our mind, our will, and our emotions, God, are captivated by truth today. Lord, that we are set at liberty, God, in different areas of thinking, God. And we leave this place different than when we got here. Lord, I declare that in the name of Jesus, and I give you the glory, honor, and praise for it. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. I mean, no matter where you go in the world or whatever you buy that you have to put a guarantee on, you're always going to be asked one question. People are going to ask the same question. You know, I was in the Navy for 3 years. I went all over Europe, all over the Nordic States, up around the Arctic Circle and all through the Middle East. And it seemed like no matter where I went, I was always asked this question. No matter if I was in line at a bus station or in line at the airport or you know, getting back onto the pier where the ship was, no matter where I went. How many know when you buy stuff and you sign contracts and you do a mortgage or you buy a car, how many know you get the same question? Can I see your ID, please? I want you to verify you are who you say you are. I need to see some identification. Touch somebody and say, I need to see some ID. Matter of fact, every time I go to Richard's house or Jeremy's house, you can't even get in their neighborhood without an ID. I know them. I know the people at the gate, man. They know me good. They go, hey, how's it going? Going good. How's your brother doing? Good. How's your mother-in-law doing? Really good. Well, I need your ID. There you go. I mean, they know me, but they still, come on. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. Can I see your ID? Most of us carry some type of identification on our body that allows us to do business in the natural world. We have an ID, we have an identification so that we know who we are. When you go vote, they ask for your ID in Florida. I know they got the Justice Department threw that out in South Carolina. They said that was illegal. But how many know if you vote in Florida for years, they've been asking for an ID. They won't let you vote without an ID. That's part of the law in the voting law in Florida. So you got to have an ID to do business in the natural world. But how many know a lot of times we fail to produce an ID that allows us to do business in the spiritual realm? Because we really don't know who we are. Come on, amen. And when that happens, we end up with a lot of unfinished spiritual business. And sometimes that unfinished spiritual business in our life can cause chaos. And things can get a little chaotic sometimes, amen. Come on, folks. It takes a spirit of wisdom and revelation to get in our hearts before we can really understand who we are in Christ. It takes revealed truth to get on the inside of us so that we know what we have to work with. Come on, you got to know who you are. You can't have the benefit of heaven if you don't know what the benefit is, if you don't know who you are, amen? How many know that probably one of the greatest issues in people's lives today, more so than anything else, is that people live with an identity crisis. Don't know who they are. Always trying to be somebody else, amen? And the reason they live with this identity crisis is because really they're suffering from some sort of identity theft. Come on, amen. Somebody has come along and tried to steal their identity and steal who they are. One of the greatest problems, how many know one of the greatest problems in our world today, one of the biggest things going on in society today is identity theft. I just told you, Kim and I are dealing with it right now. We're victims of identity theft. It's happening all the time. People take your credit card number, take your wallet, take your ID, you know, and then they go out and commit crimes in your name. Identity theft. Amen? How many of you know we're all on a journey to our destiny? And in order to complete that journey to your destiny, it becomes imperative to understand and know who I am. Otherwise, I'm not going to reach my destination. I've got to know who I am. So here's the question for you this morning. Do you really know who you are? Just ponder on it. Do you really know yourself? Do you really understand your motives? Do you know who you are? You know, we get in church and we sing songs about it and we clap about it and we get excited about it. But, sometimes I just wonder, do we really know who we are? Do we really know what we have? Because, I mean, we don't always act and live like we know what we got. You know, I was flipping through movie channels the other day at home and there was a movie that came out a while back with Jackie Chan. Anybody like Jackie Chan?
Oh, yes.
Wah-cha! He's only like that, man. But I would not want to get hit by him. His whole body's a weapon. Yeah, like Lasala, but, you know, Chinese. You know? Anyway, he had a movie that came out back in the 90s called Who Am I? And that was on. And he had gotten he got amnesia, and he was like with this CIA team of SEALs or whatever, Joint Task Force, whatever. And he got amnesia. He was the only one left, the only one that survived. And he's being chased by the villain. He's being chased by the CIA. He's being chased by crazy women. And he finally gets away from everybody, and he runs up in this park, and he stands up on top of a rock, and he yells to the top of his voice, "Who am I? Who am I?" And when he did it, I thought to myself, you know, I bet people cycle through stuff like that and think, "Who am I?" I haven't necessarily ever asked the question, "Who am I?" But I have asked this question before to myself, "What are you doing?" Anybody ever do that one?
Yes. Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Or when it's too late, you do this one. What were you thinking? And then after the what were you thinking, you'll get to, who are you? I've said that to myself. Kim's actually said that to me before. You lied to me. You're not the person you said you were before we got married. Who are you? Surprise. Woo. But you ever feel that way sometimes? Who am I? Sometimes the chaos of life or the circumstances of life, they stir those questions up inside of us. And in the natural realm, we begin to wonder sometimes, you know, what's really going on in life? Why? You know, sometimes life, we get in such a routine and things just seem to be going by and going by and going by and going by. And you take a breath from all the running to and fro and the business of life, and you begin to ponder on some hard questions like that. and they just kind of pop up on the inside of you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can never make your journey until you know where you're starting from. You got to know where you're coming from. You got to know who you are. That's why you've got to learn to identify yourself. You got to know who you are and what you have. Amen? How many know when you go to a mall, no matter when you walk, wherever you walk in the door, there's always a schematic on the wall. There's a map up there that tells you where everything is in the mall. Now, I know some of y'all, if you're like me, you don't never look at the map, especially if you go to a new mall. You go, I'm going to go down to the mall and get a pair of shoes, and then you walk around the mall for an hour and a half trying to find a pair of shoes because you don't really know where you're going. You don't know what, you know, where you're looking for. We call that just wandering, you know. But for some people that go to the mall, they look at the schematic. And they go, oh, there's the Foot Locker. I'm going to go to the Foot Locker, right? How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? Instead of just aimlessly walking around. And when you see this display, it lays out everywhere where all the stores are and has all the names of the stores on the display. And they have this map on the wall and the location. And they have sometimes this big old, like, triangle thing or whatever in the middle of the mall, floor in the middle of the mall. And it has, like, a big diagram of the mall. Even if it's a two-story mall, they have the upper and lower. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? How many know that that sign is telling you that you can have everything in there? You have access to every place in there. If you've got enough resource, you can buy everything in every store in there. You can go in Sears and buy. If you have the money, you can walk in Sears and buy the place out right now. Walk right up to the store manager and say, I want everything in this store. I'll write a check for it. Do you know you have access to that? That's what that sign tells you. It tells you what you have access to. You can have it all. You can buy out the whole mall if you want to buy it out. There's no limit to what you can have if you know where you're going and you know what you're doing. But how many of you know every one of them, every one of these signs have a little red star or a little red arrow when you look at the little schematic and it says on it, you are here. You ever stop at a rest area and see the map? And you're going, oh, this is where I'm going. This is where I come from. But where the heck am I? And there's a red arrow that says, you are here. How many know you're not really on that map right there? You're just looking at an arrow where you are in relation to the map.
Right?
Okay, just want to make sure we are all on the same page. Amen? Because listen, you can't never get to where you're going if you don't know where you are. You have to know where you are. I think one of the biggest problems in church today is that a lot of times we just don't know where we are. Life has just come at us so quick, a lot of times we don't know where to start. Amen? Amen? So I've got to identify my location so I can get where I need to go. And where I need to go is my destination or my destiny. I have a destiny in God. So I need to be able to identify my location. I need to know who I am. Amen? Can I just say this to you today? There are some things about your journey that will never become clear to you until you get a revealed truth of who you are in Christ. They'll just be types and shadows hidden in the crevices of your heart. You know, people can live their whole life and never have the full revelation of what it means to be in Christ and miss potential on the inside of them coming out. Amen? Until you really begin to recognize that you have an identity and you're not just what everybody else says you are, but you're what God says you are. Come on, amen? How many understand and recognize this morning that there's an identity thief? His name is Satan. And from the very beginning of the world, he's been trying to change the identity of men and women. Started right in a garden. Amen? We have an identity thief. You remember the commercials? Remember these commercials a while back for LifeLock? Remember the light? Y'all know the little LifeLock? We put a little picture of it in the bulletin. The little robot guy with the lock, the padlock guy. Remember these commercials and you see this guy and he's all dressed up in leather and he's about as big as I am and he's got earrings all in his ear and he's sitting on a Harley and, you know, he's laughing and then all of a sudden he starts talking and it's a 9-year-old little girl's voice. Look what my daddy bought for me. Remember them commercials?
Yeah.
And you think, wait a minute. The sound coming out of that dude ain't nothing what he looks like. Come on, amen? He looks a little bit different than who he is. Look what my daddy bought me. Look what my daddy got me. How many know that don't look right? There's a problem with that. If they were to do a commercial with the seven sons of Sceva when they tried to cast that devil out of that boy that day, that's exactly what that would have looked like. They're trying to be Jesus and was not Jesus. Amen? They say, you got the body, you got the motorcycle, you got the leather, you got the chains, you got the tattoos, but that voice, that sound that's coming out of you, it don't match the look. There's something don't line up. You know, the reason some of us walk around looking successful, but inwardly we feel like failures is because of that right there. We have an identity thief. It's the reason why we're afraid of people inwardly, but we look confident on the outside. Come on, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Some people look like they got the world by the tail, and they look like they're successful, and they look like they're really going somewhere, but on the inside they're confused and afraid. Come on, amen? It's because we've become victims of identity theft, and the devil has come and stolen identity from people. He's taken who they're supposed to be in Christ and given them a false identity. So today we spend our time trying to guess who we are, or trying to make up who we are, rather than knowing who we are and being confident in who we are. Come on, amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if any man be in Christ, he's what? He's a new creature. How many of you know people spend their entire life through life never really understanding that their true identity is being a new creature? To really get that deep down in their soul. So what happens? First of all, when I don't know who I am, it becomes easy for me to act like somebody else. First of all, when I don't know who I am, it becomes easy for me to act like somebody else. I mean, I know that a lot of times when I don't know who I am, we begin to find ourselves living like somebody we admire, somebody that we worship. Sometimes we find ourselves acting like the strongest personality in the room. You ever seen that? Somebody with a strong personality in a room walks in the room, and then the whole atmosphere of the room changes, and that dominant person begins to dominate the conversation, and then everybody else starts sounding like the dominant person. You ever see that before? That's kind of what happens in the gang lifestyle. You ever see, you know, these gangs, and they have a gang leader, and if the gang leader's going to be a thug, then we all going to act like a thug. If he's going to slap somebody, we all going to slap somebody. Come on, isn't that right? Everybody's trying to emulate the gang. You know, the Bloods and the Crips and all that mess. Trying to be cool, trying to be a gang member. If he's a thug, I want to be a thug. Because if I don't know who I am, then I'll take on your personality or I'll take on your character so I can feel accepted. Come on, don't we see that out in society today? How many of you know not only will they act like the strongest personality, but some people try to act like their favorite TV personality? I know this one guy I used to hang out with. He thought he was Kramer from Seinfeld. Every time you see him, hey, how's it going? What are you doing? Nothing. That's a poor Kramer. You have to get Scott to show you how to really do Kramer. Amen? You ever seen people dress up like somebody that they're not? Say, uh-oh, wait a minute. You're about 40 years too old for that outfit, honey. Come on, somebody. We all got those people in our lives. Some of us are those people. Amen? Oh, Jesus. There's nothing more amazing to me to see a 65-year-old man that's balding with earrings in his ears wearing skinny jeans. Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Trying to act like he's 25-year-old stud. What are you thinking, dude? Listen, if your hair is gray or it's gone and your beard is gray and you got hair growing in your ears and other places you didn't know you could ever grow hair, then you might want to climb out of the skinny jeans. It might be time to stop being a player. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about, amen? When you got more hair in your nose and your ears, something, you know, God's trying to tell you something, amen? If you got more hair growing in your ears and you got growing on top of your head, you've crossed the threshold. You ain't in puberty no more, Jack. You left puberty high a long time ago. Sometimes people become like their favorite sports hero. We see that a lot, hero worship in sports, and some people try to act like their favorite singer because they really just don't know who they are. They don't have their own identity, and it becomes easy for me to act like somebody else. It becomes easy for me to take on the persona so I don't have to deal with my own issues.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100.
Thank you.